Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam. Devim sarasvatim vyasam. Tato jayam utirayat. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances under the personality of Godhead Narayan, under Narayan Rishi, and the supermost human beings, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyas, the author. Nashtya Preshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhaktir Bhavati Naisthiti. By regular attendance in the classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Oh, we are Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Verse 6 and 7. I thought we would do the second stanza. Vaishishta Indra Pramadas. Vaishishta Indra Pramadas. Trito Grisamaro Sita. Trito Grisamaro Sita. Kakshivan Gotamo Trishcha. Kakshivan Gotamo Trishcha. Koshiko Ta Sudarshana. Koshiko Ta Sudarshana. Vaishishta Indra Pramadas. Tito Grisamado Sita. Kakshivan Gotamo Tishcha. Kokshikota Sudarshana. Vaishita Indra Pramadas. Jito Grisamado Sita. Kakshivan Gotamo Tishcha. Kokshikota Sudarshana. Vaishita Indra Maprada. Trito Grisamado Sita. Kakshivan Gotamo Trishcha. Kokshikota Sudarshana. Vaishnavas. Vaishishta Indra Pramadas. Trito Grisamado Sita. Kakshivan Gotamo Trishcha. Kakshivan Gotamo Trishcha.
Mukshika Darshanarshanaha Vaishishta Indrapamada Yutaki Samada Sita Parvata, Parvata, Parvat Muni, Naradaha, Narada Muni, Domya, Domya, Bhagavan, Incarnation of Godhead, Badarayana, Vyasadev, Brihadvasa, Brihadvasa, Bhadaraja, Bhadaraj, Sashishta, along with disciples, Renuka Sutta, Parsaram, Vaishishta, Vaishishta, Indrapamada, Indrapamada, Trita, Tirtha, Grisamada, Grisamada, Asita, Asita, Kakshivan, Kakshivan, Gotama, Gotama, Atri, Atri, Cha, N, Kaushika, Kaushika, Ata, as well as Sudarshana, Sudarshan. All the sages like Parvat Muni, Narada, Domya, Vyas, the incarnation of God, Brihadvasa, Bhadaraj, Parsaram, and disciples, Vasishta, Indrapamada, Tirtha, Gritsamada, Asita, Kakshivan, Gotama, Atri, Kaushika, and Sudarshan were present. Please repeat. All the sages like Parvat Muni, Narada, Dromya, Vyas, the incarnation of God, Brihadvasa, Bhadaraj, and Pasaram and disciples, Vaishishta, Indrapramada, Tirtha, Gritsamada, Asita, Kakshivan, Gotama, Atri, Kaushika, and Sudarshan were present. Now I believe from the authority of Sri Jai that we are starting at Badarnarayana Vyasadeva. Is that okay with everyone? Is everyone in agreement? Okay. Badarnarayana Vyasadeva, he is known as Krishna, Krishna Dvaipana, Dvaipana Satyavati Sutta, Parsaraya, Parsaraya Atmara, Atmaja, Badarnarayana Veda Vyas, etc. He was the son of Mahamuni Pasara in the womb of Satyavati prior to her betrothal to Maharaj Santu. the father of the great general, Grandfather Bhishma Dev. He is a powerful incarnation of Narayan, and he broadcasts the Vedic wisdom to the world. As such, Vyasadeva is offered respects before one chants the Vedic literature, especially the Puranas. Sukadeva Goswami was his son, and rishis like Vaishampayana were his disciples for different branches of the Vedas. He is the author of the great epic Mahabharata and the great transcendental literature Bhagavatam. The Brahma Sutras, the Vedanta Sutras, or Bhadrayana Sutras, were compiled by him. Among sages, he is the most respected author by dint of severe penance. When he wanted to record the great epic Mahabharata for the welfare of all people in the age of Kali, he was feeling the necessity of a powerful writer who could take up his dictation. By the order of Brahmaji, Sri Ganeshaji took up the charge of noting down the dictation on the condition that Vyasadeva would not stop dictation for a moment. The Mahabharata was thus compiled by the joint endeavor of Vyas and Ganesh. By the order of his mother, Satyavati, who was later married to Maharaj Santu, and by the request of Bhishma Dev, the eldest son of Maharaj Santu, by his first wife, the Ganges, he begot three brilliant sons whose names are Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura. The Mahabharata was compiled by Vyasadeva after the battle of Kurukshetra and after the death of all the heroes of Mahabharata. It was first spoken in the royal assembly of Maharaj Janmanjaya, the son of Maharaj Parikit. Brihadasa, an ancient sage who used to meet Maharaj Yudhisthira now and then, first of all, he met Maharaj Yudhisthira at Kamyavan. This sage narrated the history of Maharaj Nala. There is another Brihadasa, who is the son of Ishvaku dynasty, the Mahabharata, Manapava 209, 4-5. Bhadraj, he is one of the seven great rishis and was present at the time of the birth ceremony of Arjuna. The powerful rishi sometimes undertook severe penance on the shore of the Ganges, and his ashram is still celebrated at Pragyagama. It is learned that the rishi, while taking bath in Ganges, happened to meet Dhritachi, one of the beautiful society girls of the heaven, and thus he discharged semen, which was kept and preserved in an earthen pot, and from which Drona was born. So Dronacharya is the son of Bhadraj Muni. Others say that Bhadraj, the father of Drona, is a different person from Maharshi Bhadraja. He was a great devotee of Brahma. Once he approached Dronacharya and requested him to stop the battle of Kurukshetra. Parsaram, or Renuka Sutta, is the son of Maharshi Jamadagni and Srimati Renuka. Thus, he is also known as Renuka Sutta. He is one of the powerful incarnations of God, and he killed the Kshatriya community as a whole 21 times. With the blood of the Kshatriyas, he pleased the souls of his forefathers. Later on, he underwent severe penance at the Mahendra Parvata. After taking the whole earth from the Kshatriyas, he gave it in charity to Kasyapa Muni. Pasaram instructed the Dhanurveda, or the science of fighting, to Dronacharya because he happened to be a Brahmana. He was present during the coronation of Maharaj Yudhisthira, and he has celebrated the function along with other great rishis. Parsaram is so old that he met both Rama and Krishna at different times. He fought with Rama, but he accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He also praised Arjuna when he saw him with Krishna. When Bhishma refused to marry Amba, who wanted him to become her husband, Amba met Parsaram, and by her request only, he asked Bhishma Dev to accept her as his wife. Bhishma refused to obey his order, although he was one of the spiritual masters of Bhishma Dev. Parshuram fought with Bhishma Dev, and when Bhishma neglected his warnings, both of them fought very severely, and at last Parshuram was pleased with Bhishma and gave him the benediction of becoming the greatest fighter in the world. Vasishtha, the great celebrated sage among the Brahmanas, well known as the Brahmashi Vasishtha Dev, he is a prominent figure in both the Ramayana and the Mahabharata periods. He celebrated the coronation ceremony of the personality of Godhead, Sri Ram. He was present also on the battlefield of Kshatriya. He could approach all the higher and lower planets, and his name is also connected with the history of Hiranyakasipu. There was a great tension between him and Vishvamrita, who wanted his Kamandhenu wish-fulfilling cow. Vasishtha Muni refused to spare his Kamandhenu, and for this Vishvamrita killed his 100 sons. As a perfect Brahmana, he tolerated all the taunts of Vishvamrita. Once he tried to commit suicide on account of Vishvamrita's torture, but all his attempts were unsuccessful. He jumped from a hill, but the stones on which he fell became a stack of cotton, and thus he was saved. He jumped into the ocean, but the waves washed him ashore. He jumped into the river, but the river also washed him ashore. Thus, all his suicide attempts were unsuccessful. He is also one of the 7 rishis and husband of Arundhati, the famous star. Indrapramada, another celebrated rishi. Dhrita, one of the 3 sons of Prajapati Gautama. He was a 3rd son, and his other 2 brothers were known as Ekat and Dvita. All the brothers were great sages and strict followers of the principles of religion. By dint of severe penance, they were promoted to Brahmaloka, the planet where Brahmaji lives. Once Jirtha Muni fell into a well. He was an organizing worker of many sacrifices, and as one of the great sages, he also came to show respect to Bhishmaji at his deathbed. He was one of the 7 sages in Varunaloka. He hailed from the western countries of the world. As such, most probably he belonged to the European countries. At that time, the whole world was under one Vedic culture. Gritsamada, one of the sages of the heavenly kingdom, he was a close friend of Indra, the king of heaven, and was as great as Brihaspati. He used to visit the royal assembly of Maharaj Yudhisthira, and he also visited the place where Bhishma Dev breathed his last. Sometimes he explained the glories of Lord Shiva before Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was the son of Vaitahiva, and he resembled in features the body of Indra. Sometimes the enemies of Indra mistook him to be Indra and arrested him. He was a great scholar of the Rig Veda, and thus he was highly respected by the Brahmana community. He lived a life of celibacy and was powerful in every respect. Asita. There was a king of the same name, but herein the Sita mentioned is the Sita Devala Rishi, a great powerful sage of the time. He explained to his father 1,500,000 verses from the Mahabharata. He was one of the members of the snake sacrifice of Maharaj Jamandaya. He was also present during the coronation ceremony of Maharaj Yudhisthira along with other great rishis. He also gave Maharaj Yudhisthira instructions while he was on the Ajana Hill. He was also one of the devotees of Lord Shiva. Kakshivan, one of the sons of Gautama Muni and the father of the great sage Chandrasaukshika. He was one of the members of parliament of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Atri Muni was a great Brahmana sage and was one of the mental sons of Brahmaji. Brahmaji is so powerful that simply by thinking of a son, he can have it. These sons are known as Manasaputra. Out of 7 Manasaputras of Brahmaji, and out of the 7 great Brahmana sages, Atri was one. In his family, the great Bhajatas were also born. Atri Muni had two Kshatriya sons who became kings. King Artama is one of them. He is counted as one of the 21 Prajapatis. His wife's name is Anasuya, and he helped Maharaj Purkit in his great sacrifices. Kaushika, one of the permanent Rishi members of the Royal Assembly of Maharaj Yudhisthira, he sometimes met Lord Krishna. There are several other sages of the same name. And Sudarshan, the wheel which is accepted by the personality of Godhead Vishnu or Krishna as his personal weapon, is the most powerful weapon, greater than the Brahmastras or similar other disastrous weapons. In some of the Vedic literatures, it is said that Agni Dev, the fire god, presented this weapon to Lord Shri Krishna. But factually, this weapon is eternally carried by the Lord. Agni Dev presented this weapon to Krishna in the same way that Rukmini was given by Maharaj Rukma to the Lord. The Lord accepts such presentations from his devotees, even though such presentations are eternally his property. There is an elaborate description of his weapon in the Adi Parva of the Mahabharata. Lord Shri Krishna used this weapon to kill Shishupal, a rival of the Lord. He also killed Salva by this weapon, and sometimes he wanted his friend Arjuna to use it to kill his enemies. Mahabharata, Virata, Pava, 56-3. Chakshu militanyena tasmai Shri Gurave namaha. Om Agina Chimrandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chaksum Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Bharakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagratatam Sahagana Raghana Tam pitam tam sajivam sadvaitam sadvahutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shri vishika pitam stra hey krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagapate gopesa gopika kanta radha kanta namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshware Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Yudhisthira is in this crisis. He is feeling overwhelmed and quite perturbed of mind. He's feeling responsible for over a billion deaths. And so he's seeking shelter. He's seeking guidance from Maharaj Bhishma Dev, who is, as we've read, and have heard the last few days, a great, great personality. And he's lying on this bed of arrows, able to give wonderful instructions to the presiding emperor of the time. And what's also is significant is all these great personalities are coming that we've just read about to this event, and who of us wouldn't want to be able to be there and see Bhishma and hear what he had to say? And even today we have events all over the world in which great personalities come to sometimes we can't always see these great personalities. As Prabhupada, one kirtan after one ecstatic kirtan in L.A., he told us that Narada Muni was there, so we couldn't see him. But still, these personalities, they come. And there's personalities amongst us that are very advanced and serious about their Krishna consciousness, and they come. So we're soon to have this Rath Yatra festival, which is a wonderful event in which many, many great personalities will come, and many maybe not so great will come for association. And this is truly a spiritual uplifting thing that we have this opportunity. There, being a devotee, just chanting Hare Krishna, the holy name, one time is liberating. But sometimes we get delusion because we're just waking up to the spiritual consciousness. Prabhupada explains it's like a man who's having a nightmare. When he wakes up from the nightmare, he's still sweaty, he's still shaking, he's still confused, and he's talking about this tiger that's chasing him. So that's how we are. We're waking up from this material consciousness, and at times we're shaking, we're confused. And so this association with devotees, it helps guide us, helps direct us. And in that association, it enlivens us to perform devotional service. So similarly, we need to become the good association that helps our friends out of this material world. And how do we do that? We do it by learning this process and performing it with love and devotion, every little bit of it, and always looking inward at our own hearts, not outward, not finding any fault with any other devotee. Because the only faults that we need to be concerned with are the ones that we have, not what others have. And so by serving Krishna with love and working on that love and purifying it, we'll become a truly good association for other personalities who come here. Because these temples are meant to be spiritual oases from the suffering of the material world. And so when someone comes here, our business is to give them that experience. Once Srila Prabhupada was walking around at night, and the night guard, he felt Prabhupada's presence, and he looked over and he saw Srila Prabhupada. He paid his obeisances. I said, Srila Prabhupada, what can I do for you? He had this opportunity to ask Srila Prabhupada something. And Srila Prabhupada told him, he says, you can go where I can't go. And he said, but Srila Prabhupada, you go everywhere. Where can that be? And Srila Prabhupada told him, you can go to the future. And so that's our responsibility as disciples of Srila Prabhupada, is to continue on. And not just his disciples, but all the disciples of this movement are Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Continue on and go into the future and spread the mercy of this Krishna consciousness. When Srila Prabhupada would look at somebody, he didn't see, what can that person do for me? In the material world, that's the consciousness. When someone looks at someone, it's like, what good are you to me? Consequently, old people are pretty much diminished. They're put out of the way. They don't want to see old people, diseased people, sick people. No. They just want to see what's pleasant and enjoying. But in a Vedic society, you want to hear from the old people. You want to hear from their experiences, their successes, their mistakes, in order to improve the life. So similarly, in our society, we respect all people who talk about Krishna. And so we have to become that good association that can really talk about Krishna and really share our experiences with Krishna consciousness. In this way, we'll become good association. These sages who all came together,
I'm sure they greeted each other very nicely. And maybe they even said, oh, yes, I'm here. My back hurts, my neck hurts, whatever. But they didn't stay on that plane. They raised the consciousness to hear these great words that we'll soon be hearing from Bhishma Dev. These things will solve, these talks will solve the miseries of the world. They'll be the real solution for the miseries of the world. So far, there are so many solutions that come out in the material world, but they're only temporary, and sometimes they make things worse. So we need to see all the good association in each other and encourage that good association. And in every way that we can become absorbed, our hearts and our souls in Krishna consciousness, take it up very seriously and not criticize. Because dogs and pigs, they criticize. They're very expert at it. You know, a dog will come up and to another dog. Immediately they'll have something wrong. You can't see what they're criticizing because it's insignificant. I don't like your fur. And similarly, this criticism is simply a material consciousness. We need the example of the Goswamis. The Goswamis are always looking for Krishna. They're just like the ocean of love of God. And they are popular both with the gentle and the ruffians because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone. And they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. So we'll end here. Hare Krishna, we have any questions or comments, additions? No? All righty. Have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.